I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi there, welcome back to another episode of The Podcast Coach. My name is Simon Baggs. I'm a podcaster, a podcast coach, an ex-radio host, and I also worked at a global podcast tech company. So I've got a heap of knowledge that I can share with you about podcasting. And if you want to find out more, you can go to theaudiocollege.com to find out how you can be a part of our courses, get more information, one-on-one sessions with me. But there is a plethora of free information on this podcast if you're wanting to move into the podcast space, or if you currently have a podcast and you want to learn how to grow that podcast as well. I thought I'd share with you four things that all successful podcasters do that you can do from today, whether you have a podcast right now or you're thinking of launching a podcast. Do these four steps and it will help you grow your podcast. These are the four things that the successful, the biggest podcasters do continually that help them continue to grow. Now, number one, go niche on your topic. Now, I'm talking really niche because there are, as you know, millions and millions of podcasts out there. So you need to go extremely niche and you need to be really unique. So there can be another podcast out there that does what you want to do, but you need to think of your unique angle. What are you going to add to your content that is going to be unique to everyone else? And this is a great way to think of it. How can you be the only one in the world, the only podcast in the world that delivers your content in this style? If you can crack that code, you will have a successful podcast because you want to stand out. You want to be different to all of the other podcasts that are out there. Millions of podcasts. How do you stand out, right? So that is the first thing, finding your niche. What are you going to talk to your audience about? And how are you going to do it in a unique way that makes it different to the other podcasts that are already available? You also want to be thinking about your target audience, the person that will be consuming your content. For example, the target audience of this podcast is people that want to launch podcasts or who are currently doing podcasts and want to learn more about their podcast and how to grow it, right? So I know exactly who I'm talking to. I can picture the person on the other end of this podcast right now. It's someone who's a podcaster, basically, or wanting to be a podcaster. It's really easy for me to define what the audience of this podcast is, right? So I need to make sure that all of the content that I am delivering is feeding that audience, feeding you with the knowledge that you want. So make sure that you are feeding your target audience with the content, the niche content that they want. So if you think about this, this podcast is extremely niche. If you're not interested in podcasting, you're not going to listen to this podcast. But if you are interested in podcasting and you want to learn from a podcast expert, then this is the podcast for you. You need to think about your expertise, what you can share to your audience in a niche way and a unique way. If you can do that, you will have a successful podcast. All right, number two, this is really important. Successful podcasts focus on keeping listeners, not just getting them and building their audience, but actually keeping the listeners that they already have. Now, this is hard to do because you want to make sure that your content is continually powerful. It continually has a purpose to be there. There's no point putting out content that doesn't add value to the audience. As soon as you start to do this, if I start putting out golfing facts inside this podcast, you're not going to be interested in that content. So I need to make sure that the content that I'm giving you is valuable to you as a podcaster, someone who wants to create a podcast, and I need to continue to deliver on what I said I was here to do, which is to coach you on podcasting, right? As soon as you move away from your niche, as soon as you move away from your topic, you are going to drop audience and therefore they're going to leave. So if you have a podcast that is currently sitting at the same amount of downloads every single week and you're not growing, there's a good chance that you've got new audience coming in, but you've also got audience leaving. And that might be because you are doing different styles of content. You're not always serving the audience that is there. So make sure when you build the podcast that you stay on topic, you stay on track, and you give the audience that is already with you, that is loyal to you right now, keep giving them what they want and then build on that. Make sure you don't piss off the audience that you already have. Another way to retain audience is to engage with your audience. Now, while in podcasting, it can still be quite hard to engage with your audience. As you know, you think about this conversation right now, it is one way. I'm giving you information, you're taking it away, but there's no way for you to give me direct feedback. So by building things like closed Facebook groups, writing back to every single DM from your listeners is a great way to engage with your listeners on a deeper level and make sure that you are answering all of their questions. So usually I will get a number of DMs. If you want to DM me, you can at Simon Baggs on Instagram. You can also check me out on LinkedIn as well. But yeah, I get DMs all the time and I make sure that I reply to every single one of those. And then you also want to make sure that the intro to each episode on your podcast is engaging and it makes you want to listen to that episode, right? Like there's nothing worse than hearing people bang on about how their weekend was or what's going on with the weather or what their mum did last night. Of course, if you've got a funny story and you want to share it, that is great. But make sure at the very beginning, in the first 60 seconds of your episode, you tell me what's going to be coming up in that episode so I know what to expect. Once I know what to expect and I want to hear what you have to say, I'm more likely to hang around as a listener. So that first 60 seconds, you have my attention. Make sure you tell me exactly what I can expect from this episode, what's going to be coming up, and then make sure you deliver on what you say you're going to do in that intro as well. So if you make a promise at the beginning of your episode, for example, like you might ask a question at the beginning of your episode, for example, what are the four things that all successful podcasters do? That's a question that I could ask at the very beginning of this episode, right? Now, if I had done that, that's going to make you think, okay, well, do I want to know what those four things are? Yeah, I do. I would like to know what those four things are. Maybe I already know three of them, but there could be one that I don't know. So I want to listen to this episode and then make sure you actually deliver on that content. So as we work our way through right now, I am giving you the four things, the four factors that all successful podcasts do. So ask the question at the beginning to hook you in and then make sure you deliver on that content and don't go too far off track. All right, number three. Now, this is a big one and you're going to see massive changes to your podcast if you follow this. Now, of course, social media is great for awareness of podcasts. When you put out clips, if you've got a comedy podcast or even a how-to podcast for your business. Clips of videos on TikTok, Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, these are fantastic. I'm not going to say they're a bad idea. They are great for awareness and you will get a percentage of audience coming in to check out your podcast. But it's a smaller percentage if you want the honest truth. The best way to grow your podcast is by getting the listener where they already are. So a great way to do this is by doing collaborations with other podcasters in your area. It doesn't have to be the exact same niche, but it could be in the same area of your podcast. So I advise you to reach out to other podcasters that are in your area of your content. Ask them, would you be interested in doing a collaboration where you promote my podcast, I'll promote your podcast, you'll explain in 30 seconds, 45 seconds why you like their podcast, they'll do the same for you. And this is a brilliant way to grow your podcast quite quite quickly because the listener is already listening on other podcast platforms. It's a hell of a lot easier if they're listening on Spotify or Apple for them to go and quickly check out your podcast as well. They might type in that title. It'll come up for them. They can see the artwork straight away and they know where to go and listen to your podcast. Where on social media, if you think about when you're on Instagram, you might see a video. You're not going to go and necessarily stop watching Instagram just to go and hear that podcast straight away. You might be busy doing something else. But when you're grabbing someone when they're listening to another podcast, that is the most powerful time to actually convert a listener to another podcast. There are also other ways like doing paid advertising on other podcasts and also guesting on other podcasts is also another very valuable way of building your audience where the listener already is, which is on the podcast platform. Number four is to monetize your podcast. Now, it costs money to create podcasts, right? This is something that you need to know from the very get-go. So you do want to make sure that you are able to monetize your podcast. It has some kind of way of being able to be monetized, whether that is selling product, doing live shows, through subscription. There are a number of different ways that you can monetize, but you do want to have a monetization strategy from very early on. Whether you have that audience or not, you want to be able to build that monetization strategy into your podcast. This is going to help you to build your podcast. You can reinvest that money into growing that audience, buying better equipment, and also producing your show and building your team out as well. So monetization, while some people are against it, they don't really like the idea of advertising, they feel like that's a sellout. At the end of the day, everyone needs to know that creating podcasts, it costs money to create, and you want to make sure that you do have a monetization strategy around your podcast. And like I said, subscriptions, sponsorships, advertising, live shows, merchandise, they are the main ways to monetize your podcasts. So a great thing to do is to figure out what your listeners would want to buy. So your audience that are listening, so for example, like I know that you are a podcaster, a creator. So for example, Rode Microphones, this is not sponsored by the way, but I'm just giving an example of a brand that you may want to hear more about. If Rode wanted to sponsor this podcast and they wanted me to give you information about their products that they have, you are likely to go and have a look at Rode and have a look at the products if I recommend them to you, which I do. Rode is a fantastic brand, which I use. But yes, that's not sponsored. That is just an example of a brand that would want to advertise on this podcast. So think of your audience and the brands that would want to sell to your audience. And that is also a great way to reach out to those brands and actually ask them whether they would want to sponsor your podcast. And another great example of monetization is to actually build the product yourself and then sell it to your audience. Now, there is a great example of this in Australia. The podcast is called Bloke in a Bar. Now, this guy doesn't really do any other advertising on his podcast. What he does do, though, is he's built his own beer brand, which is called Bloke. It is on taps all over Sydney. But yes, the brand is called Bloke. He has built this beer brand, and then he sells that beer brand to his very loyal NRL audience. The NRL is the Australian Football League here. So basically, he has those blokes that love drinking beer and watching the footy. He has a large audience and he's selling his product that he has created back to his audience. His audience love him. They love his product. They drink his product. He ends up making profit off that product. And that is a great way to monetize. Actually, I would suggest if you can afford to do that, that is the best way to monetize your podcast. All right, so they are the four things that the most successful podcasters do to build their podcast, monetize their podcast, and grow their audience. And they continue to focus on these four key strategies when it comes to podcasting and growing their podcast. Hopefully that helps you out a little bit. If you want to find out more information, you can go to theaudiocollege.com where I do one-on-one coaching and also a five-week course as well if you want to learn more about how to podcast or how to get into the podcast world. My name is Simon Baggs. This is The Podcast Coach, and I'll catch you next time.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.